Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at Jiffy Lube Live. We also have a pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. So we'll give those tickets away soon. So keep listening. It's very important that you continue to listen.
As you may or may not know, when the Commanders play in primetime, I can't. My body cannot stay up like you guys can.
Yes.
Till midnight. So I get up the next morning.
It's bogus, by the way.
It's called wussy-itis.
You also take a bunch of things to help you fall asleep.
True. I do that.
Yeah.
No. But my body does get naturally tired.
He gets naturally tired because he goes to bed early.
I know, so but he's also taking sleep aids.
Yeah. No, but should. Even without that.
But you know what? That helps because it knocks me out for like 4 or 5 hours hard.
Yeah.
And then my body just wakes up at like 12:31. So I knew I had to get up at 3 to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know the result last night at
How
midnight.
How shocked were you as you were watching it?
I was shocked. I wasn't stunned, but I was. It was kind of shocking.
All I'm saying,
shocking that they were able to keep scoring.
Yeah,
like, to
of
me,
course.
That was what
the fact that they couldn't. They didn't punt
you
and didn't turn the ball over.
At some point, we would hit a stumbling block and there'd be a penalty or something that would ruin us.
I didn't think they were going to win. I thought the Bengals would win. I thought they were desperate. I thought Chase would have a huge game.
Who picked them?
Yeah, you did. But truth serum, I don't know. If you were like taking a lie detector test, I don't know if you really
and Marr picked them.
I was trying to be optimistic, but I saw the blueprint in the morning and
you
it just
picked
came
them
to
against
me.
Tampa, too.
All right, but hold on.
I did.
So do you think? So I went to bed. I went to bed pretty early.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of the first game.
Trevor Lawrence get buried in
Stadium? I was like, this game's Dunsky. Because I know I got to get up at 3.
Mm-hmm.
You think I was happy when I woke up, went down in the kitchen, and my wife left the stove on all night?
Oh. You're lucky she didn't burn down the house.
Yeah, all night. Is it a gas stove?
Yeah, all night.
Oh, that's expensive, too. Pricey.
That's what you were worried about.
Could you smell it?
No, it was on the very low, like it was on the, what do they call
it? Was
it
the simmer? Or was it the
It was on the simmer all night.
It was a stove, not the oven.
Yeah.
It wasn't the oven. I know the difference.
It was warm.
Yeah.
I know the difference.
You had an open flame, JP flame.
It was an open flame from, call it, 6 until I got up at 3.
Yeah.
Teresa knew that Jaden was going to cook.
Yeah.
So Jaden was cooking.
So did you,
I was bitter.
Did you grill her yet? You already sent her a text?
No, I told her. I woke her up.
Oh, you woke
up. Wait till you get that gas bill.
I said, by the way, the stove was on all night.
That's going to be like when I open my...
And what was her response?
She felt bad.
Yeah.
She apologized.
When you get a big fat gas bill, now you're going to know why.
Yeah, what's that going to run me?
I don't know.
Even on simmer?
I mean, it's a lot of gas you're using. Hopefully,
okay, but I wasn't even thinking about that.
Hopefully thousands.
I wasn't even talking about that. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about my house could have burned down.
I know. I had a toilet running for probably a month, and I looked at the water bill, and it started with 1, and there were a bunch of digits after it. I was like, what?
Right, well,
what?
It was only a few hours, not a month.
But. Yeah. Let me just say this about Jason's my body won't let me argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. If I told you, I just can't stay sober at night, and I drink 12 beers every night, it's a bogus argument.
Well, basically my approach, but it's
I can't stay sober. I drank 15 Surfside.
Those are two different things.
JP, if I'm out somewhere, okay, it's different. But if I'm at home and all I'm doing is sitting there on the couch or the bed, I'm going to fall asleep. I get tired.
I think he gets tired. The sleep aid is just an extra thing to keep him to go asleep, like to stay asleep. He gets tired naturally because he goes to bed so early because he's a big wussy.
You know what? You know what happened last
That's
night?
That's just my body clock,
Jaden
man.
Daniels,
I don't know what to tell you.
He was a stimulant. He was keeping my ass awake and with no problems.
Yeah, believe me, I thought about whistling last
staying
night.
Staying awake whatsoever.
Everything. I was jacked. The only reason why I was able to sleep is that Spotify playlist.
Uh-huh.
You put it, fall asleep in 3 minutes.
I'm still just waiting for
my
blue raspberry Slurpee. Yeah. Our listeners are failing us today. You have failed us, just so you know.
Drab, are you sending Mar out for the basket today? Is he going to take a trip to Home Goods?
Someone's going to Hobby Lobby. I don't know who it is.
Yeah,
we need a big basket. We got a lot of supplies.
You can order on Amazon.
Listen, that's their job. They're
the producers. We're the idea
guys.
Give me the credit card. We'll buy right now.
CK give you the credit card. He's got this.
I don't know if there are any corporate credit cards floating around.
Right. CK's got this.
It's called an expense.
This is going to be worth it.
What was Jaden's QBR last night? Because it should be close to 100.
93.
Yeah. Do you realize they gave Josh Allen a 98.3.
The top is 100.
Kind of liking my flaming hot take from week one, Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes.
You know, I couldn't care less about Josh Allen right now. It's all about Jaden Daniels. Mm. Who cares about what Josh Allen did last night?
I had him on my fantasy team.
He buried a bad Jaguars team.
I botched
home.
It. And I think a lot of us didn't have the Bills even making the playoffs because I bought into the whole narrative that they lost everybody on defense. They lost Stephon Diggs. They still got Josh Allen.
I'm going to be so wrong on that.
Predictions. Hey, by the way,
Jaden Daniels is a monster as a rookie. Rushes for 750 yards. Accounts for 32 total touchdowns, rushing and receiving. You might be sitting next to a seer, Eric Bickle.
You might be. I liked it, but we're gonna still need more passing touchdowns.
Sam Darnold, take two. Back bat.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What's he got, five total now?
Yeah, through three games. Yeah, that's pretty good pace.
Hey, Drabby, when did ESPN start putting, maybe they've been doing this all along and I just didn't notice it, the jersey numbers next to the name?
That's recent. That's like within the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I kind of like it.
It's a nice touch.
I kind of like it. I'm not good with jersey numbers. I don't really pay attention to that.
I'm not the best with numbers either.
Yeah, I like that. When I see it visually like that, that helps me.
Not a math guy.
Trevor Lawrence, QBR last night, 19.
Yeah, you know what?
You think Shad Khan wishes he could take that check, that big fat check that he stole?
$257 million.
And take it back?
Well, they kept flashing the stat. He hasn't won a game in his last eight.
Correct. He's lost his last eight starts.
I think he just needs a change of scenery.
He might.
Well, they just gave him a huge amount of money.
I'm just saying, he's one of those guys.
I can't stress enough that last night was Trevor Lawrence's 53rd career start, and he looked terrible. He looked like he had never played NFL football before.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was Jaden Daniels' third career start. Take the 50 out. Third. Well, and maybe he looked like a seasoned vet.
Maybe Trevor should actually start to look like a football player and get rid of that long hair, that look. That's a terrible look.
Well, I know he's done it his whole career.
Jaden Daniels has long hair, too. Do you want him to cut his hair? Yeah.
No, he's playing great. I don't like that. I don't like that look on guys. Like, hey, especially white guys.
Hey, the challenge.
Well, you had a mullet for a while.
That's remember
you
the follicly challenged guys. That's we're
different.
Okay with guys having long, dreamy hair.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. It doesn't faze me.
I don't like that long, stringy look. I think you look like a loser. That's just me.
Well, he played like a loser.
You do you.
I know that.
You do whatever you want, but you look like a loser.
What about Joe Burrow's hair when he went peroxide? You okay with that?
Not a great look for him either.
He's
trying to do an Eminem bit 20 years ago.
Is he trying to bring back frosted tips?
Yeah. Honestly.
Like, what is he doing?
Well, it's in the transition phase because you saw what it looked like a month ago or whenever he did it.
Yeah, he had it cut super short.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what you're doing, Joe Burrow. You have dreamy hair. You should never cut it short like that. It's weird. It's a weird bit.
All right, let's go. Let's bang out a couple of these calls here.
800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener line.
What do you say? I have too many mice?
Yeah.
I have too many mouses?
Why do you have a million mice over in front
because
of you?
Because my computer is so janky, the touchpad doesn't work very well. So I need to attach a mouse.
You need to go to the Micro Center and just get hooked. Get a newbie.
I'm spending so much money, Cakes.
I know you're spending a lot of money.
Like literally lighting money on
fire. Cakes, look, my screen still couldn't held up.
What is happening in here?
This clip.
Guys have computers that are out of like war games from the early 80s in this room.
This computer's like a year old and I've already, I hit it with a driver.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Yeah. What was your takeaway on Jonathan Allen's answer about the golf? I think it's possible some guys do play.
Look, he just said maybe.
Yeah, for him, no chance.
He doesn't know of any guys.
Right.
But I think, look, if you're taking a normal road trip,
mm-hmm.
of course they're not bringing their golf clubs.
No, they're
but they're
clubs.
Out there for the entire week because Dan Quinn didn't want them crisscrossing the country.
And isn't Arizona known for golf courses?
Of course.
No, they got none.
Is he okay?
They got zero.
Is he all right? Is Arizona known for golf courses?
I said, isn't it? You think rhetorical fashion.
Okay. I missed your sarcasm.
Yeah, your sarcasm sometimes good.
You think Terry McLaurin is smart enough to bring a rock club? You're supposed to do that when you play desert golf.
I don't even know what that is.
No, he doesn't know that.
I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
You have a club that you hit only in the rocks of the desert.
Okay.
So you don't hurt your brand new sillies.
But he's not
all
from the Dina.
Up.
He'll just buy a new one or get TaylorMade to send him a new one.
He makes like $20 million a year.
You think he's worried about it? He doesn't need a rock club.
He'll pull the ball out.
He also doesn't need a ball retriever.
I'm sure I have a ball retriever.
Johnny Miller had one.
Who?
Johnny Miller had a ball retriever.
Well, he's 100.
He's an old codger.
I just don't think it's a good look. I just don't think it's a good look to bring golf clubs on a business trip, even though you're there for 4 or 5 days and it's an unusual circumstance. I just don't think it's a good look.
No, capitalize on this team bonding. And everyone's all excited.
Right, depends get the on pool what they- together. Have half the guys in life jackets. Like, who was it? The Bengals? Who was the guy?
Kyle Pitts.
It was Kyle Pitts from the Falcons.
Safety first, man. He didn't want to drown.
Yeah.
I know everyone's on a high.
It was like 4 feet.
I don't really understand why they went out to Arizona. I mean, Cincinnati's like a one-hour flight for
because
me.
Well, they don't want to fly back and then fly further.
I know. They would have been
they're
home.
They're already like a fifth of the way there.
No, Cincinnati's an hour flight from here. They could have spent 3 or 4 days at their home facility. Flown out on Saturday.
Just trying to acclimate themselves to the time zone.
I think you're in a different place. You're on a college campus with your facilities that aren't your own.
I think he'd like to be away also, I mean, to get away from the distraction. Bonding. I think he likes that idea, a bonding. I'm telling you.
You love Arizona. What do you care?
I love Arizona. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I think it's a great
move. A lot of teams
if they played
that.
In Seattle and then went to Arizona, that would make sense.
I think you're being a little picky.
I mean, Arizona is far away, bro. I mean, that's a five-hour flight.
I know, but not every team does that every week. They're not traveling to Arizona.
But it's a short week.
Only because it's a shorter week.
If they had played on Sunday, they might not have done that.
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing golf in Arizona for 3 days. What are we doing?
No, they're going to be practicing.
They're not playing golf.
I know what happens when you spend a week in Arizona.
What happens?
Like Havasu?
I'm betting the Cardinals on Sunday.
Well, that's good. You've been betting against us every week, so thank God. Right. Keep it up.
No, he bet on the Commanders in the one game they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's he have him on, 4 wins this year? I think he did. You had an atrocious record.
I think 5.
He can't be right every year.
Yeah. or ever.
Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on,
fellas? Hey, Steve.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, can we all agree that Jaden Daniels went into Cincinnati, kicked the doors down, walked in the house with his muddy boots on, into the cabinet, snatched their cookies, walked out the door with a trail of crumbs, and kicked out the back door?
Sure,
much,
we can agree on that.
Oh, can you repeat that?
In other words, he was excellent.
Did you guys see the video of him, of Jaden, telling the Cincinnati fans to go home on the sidelines?
Yes.
Like that. Well, I think that bravado.
I think he only did that because they were trolling him.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean? I don't think he...
No, he's responding.
Yeah, he's responding.
Which is fine.
I don't know if I love that.
I kind of like
it. It's okay.
I kind of like
it. It's fine. It doesn't... You know, like some people would bury people. I know like Baker Mayfield used to get buried for doing things like that. Mm-hmm.
Put this way, like
I don't mind it.
When you like it when it's your guy,
yeah.
Like I loved Brian Mitchell picking a fight every week, loved it.
But you hate it when it's
the other teams that I don't like it. So I'm all good with it.
All right, clear out the phone lines, Drabby. We're gonna hook up callers number 10 and 11 right now at 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you're gonna score 2 tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour 2025 Friday, August 22nd. 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Caller 11, you're going to win 2 tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, so call now to win. If your old car or truck has seen better days, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, which everybody loves, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.